earlier this week, we told you about the latest Emmy nominations for University of Arkansas professors for their documentaries. Beyond producing award-winning works, these professors have also produced another generation, at least, of documentary filmmakers. Clint Fullan is one of those younger producers. Later this summer, his documentary about Jim Lindsay, football player turned real estate businessman, will have its premiere in Fayetteville. Clint came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio recently to talk about the film, and he says this project began when he approached his mentor and University of Arkansas professor Larry Foley for documentary ideas.
So I simply just went to him and I asked him, do you know of anything that's, you know, that's good? And he said he gave me a couple projects, but the one that stuck was the story about Jim Lindsay.
Did you know any much about Jim Lindsay before that moment that Larry said, here's an idea?
I was... I had a small relationship with him. A few years before, I was the station manager at UATV, which is the student-run television station up at the University of Arkansas. And he was kind enough to do a studio renovation for us. So through that process, I got to know many of his contractors and some of his team. So very, very small relationship. I knew he was a former football player, and I knew he definitely had this, this vast organization in real estate development. So, you know, to be truthful, at first I didn't think the project was for me. I thought that, foolishly, I thought he was too well known and that I wouldn't be able to put my own spin on it. I had this fantasy that I'd be able to go out and find this wonderful story that'd be quirky and humorous, and I could produce my own little documentary about it. And but then I sat on it for a little while, and I thought, this man's life is just too impressive for me not to want to figure out the motivations behind everything. And so that was sort of the key to it, is how do you, you know, what drove him through all these experiences?
How do you, I've known Larry Foley for a while. I've talked to him about some of his projects, and he'll research and research and then research some more. And if he didn't have a deadline, I have a feeling he'd just keep researching forever. Mm-hmm. So you have a living subject here.
Yeah.
So what? How did it begin?
It's research, research, research. My theory about filmmaking or documentary filmmaking, small budgets, is that it's all fear-driven.
Right.
That you're going to miss out on some sort of fantastic story and it's going to hurt the integrity of your piece, or, you know, it's going to lack this great strength in it that you could have just found if you spent a few more hours on that Saturday back in April reading through old textbooks or old history books on Arkansas football. So it started with football, Arkansas football, NFL football, the Minnesota Vikings. And so I knew there was available text there, moved on to periodicals. I know this can't be true, but for a while there, I thought I possibly read every material that had his name printed on it. I was digging up everything, huge files, just piling up around my home. And so sorted it all out, made a gigantic outline, and started cutting it down from there. What was the most necessary information for the audience to know? Because my biggest fear, again, was that I was going to lose the audience's attention and lose their interest and, want to have that emotional weight the whole way along.
There's a story, I believe it's Jim Lindsay, who bought the land that eventually became the Northwest Arkansas Mall. And legend has it, you may tell me, since you've done the documentary, that there were a lot of people who thought it was kind of folly for him to buy that.
Especially his father.
Oh.
He's from East Arkansas. He's the son of a farmer, and his mother was a sharecropper's daughter. So we're talking about soybeans and cotton. That was life over there. He grew up in those fields. And he buys this tract of land in Northwest Arkansas, and it's this rocky mountaintop. He paid 3 or 4 times more for it than what you could get good farmland back out in the Delta. And he brought his dad up to come look at it. They drove around up near the hills where the mall is now. And his father essentially told him he was being foolish. He said, you can't grow anything up on those hills. And 3 years later, he sold it for a gigantic profit and really started, this I don't want to use the word empire, but this large real estate development organization.
Has he seen the finished product yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what, did you watch it with him? Did you hand off a copy? And what's that like? Because if you're doing a documentary about Abraham Lincoln, the guy's been dead 150 years. If it's someone who's alive and, you know, you're handing it over, this is what I've done.
I think, again, there's a huge fear of that you're going to show them something and they're going to fear that they're going to say that it doesn't reflect them in the right way. And I think what we did a good job with this film is that it's a reflection of the historical time period, of the stories that happened at that time, but also about his character and him as a personality. I tried to have the visual style, the through line of all of it to be a reflection of him. But it's scary. You're going to take a man who's in his late 60s and you're going to take his entire life and boil it down into 30 minutes and say, these are the most important things. You don't want them to feel like their life is a summation of soundbite.
You said you were hoping that you would get this quirky sort of story. You still looking for that one at some point?
You know, I'm working in documentary right now. And this is a certain market where certain stories are available to you. But I got into filmmaking because I liked comedies. Like John Hughes is a...
Like Breakfast Club?
Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I can watch those movies over and over again.
Were you alive when they were made?
No.
Okay.
No. But I think a part of it is that what those films did, and you can lump Back to the Future in with this too, is that they sort of stereotyped, or they took the elements of that time period and they did heightened levels of it. Uh-huh. It was like those films are instant nostalgia. And so when we separate ourselves from them in a time period, we look back and that feeling of nostalgia only has increased over time. I don't know. I wasn't alive in 1985. Just shy of that, but as far as cinema of that time period, those are my type of films that I like. Bright and light, and some humor. I would like to do documentaries that have a little bit of a humor bent to them.
So that's what you want to do? I mean, if all things work out?
Yeah, I mean, right now I want to. I thoroughly enjoyed working on this film, and it was an incredible experience. I want to keep working. I want to keep doing bigger projects, better films, increasing the industry in the state, and trying to really do, keep working overall.
When will we be able to see this?
It is premiering on August 29th in Fayetteville at the York Bowl on Dixon Street. Former players and coaches are going to come out, and we're going to do a panel with Jim Lindsay, Coach Broyles, Ken Hatfield, Bill Gray, and Harold Horton. Emmy Award winner Larry Foley is going to moderate it. It'll be a wonderful little private event. I'm very excited about it. And then a month later, we'll have a free screening at the Fayetteville Public Library. We'll be down at the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival. And then we're going to cap off our tour in Forest City, Arkansas in late October, which I'm extremely excited about.
Yeah, how fun will it be to watch what you've done with a room of other people seeing it for the first time?
Yeah, I've done things like this before, not to this scale, but to be able to go to East Arkansas and show these people, it'll be on Forest City High School's homecoming week, show these people who work out in the fields and have lived this life. I'm a little nervous. You know, I don't want them to think that I'm, generalizing that period of Arkansas, but, I'm extremely excited, and I can't wait to share this film with other people.
Clint Fullen is a documentary film producer. He came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio this week. This is Ozarks at Large.